Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Larry in Utah, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Hi, I've got a house that was made in 1927, and I want to finish the basement with some sheetrock and that, and maybe put a couple walls up. But I don't want to drill any holes into it and damage the structure of the wall or the floors. Is there something I can do to attach things securely without drilling holes in it?
Well, I wouldn't be too concerned about drilling a few holes in the concrete walls. I mean, it's not going to hurt.
Because you're going to have to build some framework in front of the existing walls. Because if your walls are concrete as well, you don't want to put your new wall boards right in front of it, because then you'll have a moisture problem because the moisture will be wicking through the concrete. So you want, what, like 6 inches?
Yeah, and you want to build a fake wall in front of the exterior foundation wall. So you would stud out a wall, start with pressure-treated sill at the bottom, stud it up in wood. You can attach the top sill to the floor joists above. No reason you can't do that. And then you're going to want to drywall that area.
Okay, but to anchor it to the floor or the walls, I have no cracks, no leaks on anything. I don't want to...
You're not going to cause a crack or a leak.
No, just drilling and screwing into that concrete slab is not going to.
Oh, okay. So would I use some kind of like a hardened screw to attach
stuff in there? Yeah, it's called a TAPCON.
And you need the TAPCON attachment. It looks like it's got a long drill bit, and then this piece slides over it and has the driver bit for the TAPCON head. And that will do a really great job of conquering through the concrete and getting you a secure fastener. You might want to also, if you don't have, rent a hammer drill for the day.
You know, Larry, my house was built in 1886, and I recently had to build a very secure bench in the basement to hold some storage. It had to be really solid. And I, you know, TAPCON my way right into 125, 135-year-old brick, and no problem. Did a great job. Clean connections, real strong, and, you know, really no structural damage whatsoever. So I would have no fear about using something like that to tap this sill plate into the floor.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll check that out then.
You're welcome, Larry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.